Collingwood come to town to look to extend their four-week unbeaten run. Tyson Goldstack, he's been a mainstay for the Pies in their defence for the last 9 years and joins us now. Tyson, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, guys.
Goldie. Yeah,
our pleasure. Hey, can we go back a couple of weeks? There was a remarkable game you played against Adelaide. In fact, it was your first draw. How about that for a game and a result? What was your feelings there?
It was actually pretty flattening. I know it's hard to say because you walk into the game if they were to say, you know, you're going to draw against the top team, then you'd probably take it. But just kind of in review, we went over the first half and how we played the type of brown we played, and then in the second half, the type of brown we played is just kind of polar opposite. So you can't help but walk away and be a little bit disappointed. But yeah, at the same time, it's not a loss. So you can take a little bit of light out of a tricky situation.
Yeah, that midfoot of yours, we saw it firsthand. When it fires as a unit, and to think Pendlebury's back in there, it's going to be a bloody powerful one, Goldie.
Yeah, exactly it is. We do go pretty deep with our midfield. That's probably the strength of ours. We have kind of high forwards that can rotate through the mid, and then our mids can kind of break through lines and kick goals. You've seen, I think, Taylor Adams kicked two or three on the weekend and the week before that, and we know Treloar gets forward and kicks goals when he bursts out of stoppages. So I think that's what's more damaging is the fact that we can kind of burst out of stoppages and kind of tight situations. But saying that Port are very good at doing it too. So, it'll be a good little test in the middle, I reckon.
We'll get to that game. As a team, do you think you're in front or below where you thought you'd be with three games to go at the start of the year? What are your 8 wins and a draw?
Yeah, below. Absolutely, okay. Below. I think there's no question we're trying to make finals this year. I mean, every team wants to win the premiership. I know that's no secret, but going into the season, we would have hoped that we were top 8, and even pushing the top sides. Which, as funny as it sounds, we have pushed the top sides in games, but then we've also cost ourselves by losing winnable matches. So that's kind of what's most disappointing about our season: the fact that we've shown some really good passage of play and some moments of football, but then just let ourselves down by not playing a whole game out like we did against Adelaide or GWS, and we let it slip in the last 30 seconds. So, it's definitely not a pass mark for this year. But take a little bit of positive that we've played some pretty good footy in the last month, like you said.
Mm. Well, the last month, you've been 3 wins and a draw. What's been the turnaround? Because the month prior to that, you were winless. Was there one thing or something that changed?
Without getting too many secrets away, we wanted to defend better. We were coughing up too many goals. Teams were scoring at will, so we'd go into half time kind of looking pretty good and strong, and then they come out in the third quarter. I think it was against Melbourne. They came out in the third quarter and blew us away and kicked 7 or 8 goals in a single quarter. So, and I think that's when I talk about inconsistency within our game. It's these passages where you give teams momentum in this day and age, they're just gonna hurt you. Like, and you can't come back from a 5-goal turnaround or 5-goal head start to the other team. So we sat down about a month ago and said we need to defend better, and that's what we've done. So we know we're going to score, and we've shown that we can score big big scores, but we just need to defend better and stop the other team, which I know it makes a lot of sense. It's a pretty simple game, but it's just what we broke it down to.
How can Brodie Gundy get 3-2 for that tackle? Now, you don't need to comment on that specifically, but how are you taught to tackle? How's Bucks instructing you to do that? And what will you do differently this weekend?
To be honest, I won't be doing anything differently. We saw there was another tackle laid on Blairy in the same game, exactly the same action, same motion. The result was the same, only 80 kilos getting thrown to the ground, not 2 times 110. Mm-hmm. And it's the force of the two big guys going down. The momentum that Brodie had through the tackle, which is no fault of Bro's in my opinion, because Brown was stationary and Bro's was coming through. But from a tackle technique, you can't change that. Like, you can't say, all right, don't pin the arms, don't take them to ground, because if you don't do that, then they're gonna break through the tackle, give the ball off, and then wear a man down in defence. So personally, I won't take anything out of that result. I'll still go and tackle the way I've been tackling my whole career. If it happens to cost me a week or two down the track, then so be it. But at the same time, it's a game of inches where, yeah, if you give away a goal or two, it could hurt the team in a big way. So Broads was shaken up by the incident or by the result of his tackle. There's no doubt about that. I was right there near him. So and he's a very friendly guy. So the fact that he injured someone, that shook him up a fair bit. But and I feel for Ben Brown a lot. Like, you don't want to see injuries in any sport, especially the one that you're involved in. So it's it was a shame what happened. But in saying that, a long answer short, I won't be changing much.
No, well said. I think you summed that up well. Now, Big Cox comes in if we turn our attention to this week's game. How's he going?
Yeah, he's going really well. He's been knocking on the door for weeks. So, I mean, it's been tough for him because we've had Darcy going to the ruck as our second ruckman and kicking goals up forward. So the spot probably hasn't really been vacant for Coxie to slide in from the BFL. But he has been performing, and he has been putting the pressure on the top guys to keep performing, which is good, and it's what you need in the club. So he's definitely ready to go, and he's pretty good for us. I mean, when you get him up forward, he's pretty hard to defend. I've got to defend him at training, and when you're one-on-one, he's got very, very long arms. So so if you can get him sliding forward, then he could be dangerous.
You've got a couple of blows to your midfield. We mentioned Brodie Grundy not playing. Greenwood is out as well. Levi's got a twisted knee, so he won't be playing. Daniel Wells, a lot of focus falls onto him because he's under some doubt. Can you allay any fears of Collingwood supporters? Will he be taking his place in the side?
I think he has to have a test. I mean, because we play Sunday, we've got a bit more time up our sleeve. So he's got to get through training today and tomorrow, and they'll test him and make a decision on the back of that. But I think you're right saying he was ginger after the game, but I'm not sure how serious it is, whether or not they want to risk him or not, but you'll find out more tomorrow. Levi out is a bit of a blow because he's been really good for us, especially in a tagging role, and he's one of my favourite players to watch, so I'll be sad if nothing else.
Oh, Goldie. Daniel Wells, he loves playing Adelaide teams, honestly, Port and Adelaide. His game 2 weeks ago, he is exquisite when he's on and up, isn't he, Goldie?
Unbelievable. I call him smooth because he's just that. Like, everything he does, not in footy, like in all sports, it's so frustrating. I'm like, you're not allowed to be that good at every sport. Like, give me something here. Let me win something. But when he gets the ball, it's like he has time and he has so many different options. Like, when I get the ball, it's almost like every time I get the ball, someone's right on my tail and I have to get rid of it. And the fact that I don't have great skills doesn't help me either. But he's a class above. And I hope he gets up for the game. But if not, we've got plenty of guys in the BFL lining up. So
yeah, well, don't put yourself down, mate. 159 great games, and a bloke with a big ticker like you, you are still Mr. Fix-It. Hey, before we move on to you, it's tracking that Bucks will stay if you guys can finish off strong. Is that the gut feel you're getting internally as a player?
It's hard to say. Like, I'm not privy to decisions being made at the top, but I reckon the last 4 or 5 games has really helped. I mean, from a game plan point of view, his game plan's been first class. So it's not as if he's been coaching poorly. It's just the results and a lot kind of going the wrong way. You know, a goal here, a goal there, which has cost us to miss finals. And if we make finals, then he stays. You know, so I think it is a very borderline call, and just have to play out the season. If hopefully we finish the season well, and that'll give him the best chance to push on for next year.
How is it as a player when you have this debate that rages each and every week about the tenure of your coach?
Oh, big distraction.
Yeah, does it distract from your performance? You're amongst it?
Yeah, it probably did about midway through the season. And then we had a big meeting with the whole club, and pretty much it was said that no decisions will be made until the end of the year, so everybody's position is safe. And it just kind of put everything to bed to worry about the week-to-week media reports that are coming through, because obviously here in Melbourne I think Buck said it himself, there's more journalists than there are players, so there's plenty of stories getting thrown around. And so when they kind of said that and put it to rest to say nothing's going to happen, we can just focus on the year ahead. So I think that kind of eased a lot of tension that was going on in the club.
Last time we spoke, Goldie, you're a restricted free agent. Now you're an unrestricted free agent. Where are you at? What are you doing? Where's your head?
I'm also 30 years old now.
Yeah, but you're playing good footy. You're still playing good footy.
Yeah, no, it has been a good year. A bit of consistency now. We're in discussions. Yeah, we only started last week or the week before that. So just kind of going through the options that are available to me from the club, and Hopefully it's a straightforward kind of process, and we can sign off and stay there. I mean, ideally you stay at the one club. Hopefully they see it that way too.
Yeah, well, 159 games. I'd love to see you to get 200 with Collingwood. You have got some great SA blood in you, that gold sack blood. It's
got some connections in it.
Correct, that's what I was meant. Your first bub's due shortly with Chelsea. How exciting is that for you?
Yeah, it is. Exciting. It's I'm nervous.
But will you win?
It's due next Friday.
Wow.
So it's getting pretty tight. So I was actually thinking about coming over a day early and really enjoying Adelaide a bit, but I think this close to the birth, I might have to be a short trip for me. But Chelsea's doing really well. So she's made the process a lot easier for me. I could just focus on footy, and she's been dealing with it.
Stay close to Mama Bear, mate. Don't go too far away. Well, so to you and Chelsea, best wishes, mate. Because I tell you, it's the best club in the world, parenthood.
No, I can't wait. It's probably the last couple of weeks. It's really sticky. We've got everything kind of set up and organised. Now it's just waiting for the baby to arrive. And Chelsea's pretty keen to get it out of her. I'll give her the hot tip. Nine months is just about enough for her.
You're either very lucky or you're very organised, because your next 2 weeks are back in Melbourne at the MCG. So you should be pretty safe. You don't have to jump on the plane, Scott Pendlebury style. Let's talk about some other stuff. U-Tonic, you have a bit to do with that, which is a sports drink. Tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, so we've got we're based in Adelaide, so three other guys, or four other guys over there working on it. So it's a functional juice or a functional beverage. So there's one cold charge, which is for energy. So instead of getting a coffee or a Red Bull or a V, you can get a U-Tonic charge, and just kind of gives you that lift. It's all natural. And then there's one called Repair, which is good for kind of after sport, or if you've eaten too much junk or drunk too much the night before. That's good for the hangover, the recovery. And then the third one's called U-Tonic Calm, which is good to help you relax and sleep and lower stress.
So
it's been really good. We've been on the market for about 6 months now, and it's going well. It's just kind of slowly building, and it's more the reports back have been great. So it's been a lot of work, a lot of hard work, and long hours, but it's exciting.
And maybe the U-Tonic Calm in the coach's box, maybe for a few of the coaches, that might work.
Yeah, I think so. I might just have to slip some in there. I think I was at your offices midway through the year, and I think there's a little bar fridge in the reception, so I just snuck in there one day and just put a few in the fridge. So
great work.
Just for a little promotion where I can.
Okay, well, when you get the U-Tonic weight loss, I'll be into that like there's no tomorrow. Mate, all the best.
I'll get him to start formulating it for you.
Yeah, look, we love watching you play, mate. You're an absolute warrior back there. You fix it, whether it's forward or back. You've been back all year, 159 games. We'd love to see you get 200 for that great club. And again, to you and Chelsea, all the best, mate, for parenthood. Fantastic and exciting news.
Great, thanks.
What a rip.
Our pleasure. Tyson Goldsack there, as mentioned, Collingwood defender, premiership player as well, of course. Kicked the first goal in the grand final. Did you read that funny little story? Yeah. His mum had a little wager on him to kick the first goal. $81 he was. Happy days.
Here's one. Here's one at 8 minutes to four. Say Lever was to go. Free agent. Boom. That's turnkey go right there. I'm just putting it out there, because I'm not hearing too many good things about Jay Lever staying at the Crows.
Well, Tyson Goldsack just said he just started talking with Collingwood. Now, one thing we do know about Collingwood, they don't have any forwards, they don't have any defenders. I don't think they're giving too many away. And if he had a choice between moving clubs after 159 games and staying, I think he's probably staying.
Well, I know that. But I'm just saying, that's turnkey go right there.
Yep,
Goldsack.
Yes, Tyson Goldsack, our guest. He's coming to Adelaide to play the mighty Port Adelaide on Sunday.
Live on Double A.
Live on Double A. Do not miss it.